Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And a tough day at the office last night in Pittsburgh, falling to the Pirates. Ivan Nova had a shutout in the ninth inning, wound up getting the complete game and was very efficient and was pretty effective from the very beginning.
He was. You know, he had a really good moving fastball down in the zone. He got, 14 or 15 ground ball outs. We had a hard time getting the ball in the barrel. We really didn't do a ton against him. Bunt hit, a bloop hit. I know Castro had a couple line drives, and then until Bregman in the ninth inning, we didn't hit the ball really that hard. So tough day for us. It was his night. They came out and ambushed Musgrove and came away with a win.
Yeah, Musgrove allowing four runs in the first inning. Each of the first six batters in that first wound up getting a hit for the Pirates. And, Musgrove has a reputation as a strike thrower. Didn't walk anybody in the minor leagues. Hasn't really walked anybody so far at the major leagues. Do you think teams are maybe starting to realize that and maybe trying to ambush him early in counts?
A little bit. I think it comes with quality. You can be a strike thrower all you want. You still have to execute good pitches. And especially against good lineups in the top of the order yesterday, did a ton of damage, five or six hits in a row. And they really stayed within themselves. None of them were really particularly far. They just hit line drives. They hit the ball to the gap. They continued to tack on base runner after base runner. So another learning day for Musgrove. He'll be better from it. He's faced some really good lineups early in his career, but pitch execution is key.
You mentioned Jason Castro, a couple of line drives, had a base hit, four hits in his last 10 at-bats. Looks like he's starting to pick it up offensively.
Yeah, he is. And unfortunately, we have the day game after the night game, so I want to get him out of the lineup. We have the off day tomorrow, so I hope that doesn't cool him off. But he's finding a better rhythm, better timing. He's using the whole field a little bit better. And he's making contact on a line. And I think when hitters start doing that, they start finding hits, and he looks like his confidence is growing.
And this, having been a catcher in the big leagues, it can be pretty tough for any player as you get to the dog days of the season, get to August and September, but especially I'd imagine for a catcher, because such wear and tear on the body, try to manage a pitching staff and also keep it going offensively.
Yeah, it's tough, and offensively is always what you concede at. Right. Your job as a catcher is to get the pitcher through the day and give the team a chance to win, and any offense you generate is a bonus. And this is a tough time of year for everybody. I'm glad we're in the race. We've got some work to do to get back in it. That keeps everybody's adrenaline, their spirits up. They play with the nicks and bruises that most people can't do. But for us at the as a team, we're a little bit beat up, and none more so than our catching.
Colin McHugh getting the start today and had a rough go of it in Baltimore, although the Astros did wind up winning that ball game. What would you like to see him do maybe in this game you didn't see in that last game?
I'd like to see I'd like to see him be the aggressor. I know he got hit with some home runs, but he got hit with some home runs by poorly executed pitches behind in the count. And I'd like to see him come out with his best stuff in the first inning against the tough top of the lineup and really solidify the game from the onset, not have to play catch up because of some mis-executed pitches.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1996, the Astros and Cardinals hooked up in the Astrodome on a Sunday afternoon. Todd Stottlemyre took the hill for the Redbirds against Shane Reynolds. No surprise, it was a pitcher's duel. The Astros drew first blood in the fourth on an RBI grounder by Tony Eusebio. Ron Gant tied it with a double in the sixth. When Reynolds retired the Cardinals 1-2-3 in the ninth, it was still tied 1-1. Eusebio singled off Stottlemyre to open the Astros' ninth. James Mouton ran for Eusebio, and Bill Spires bunted him up to second base. The one-base advance became unnecessary when Orlando Miller hit a game-winning homer. The Astros were half a game behind the Cardinals when it started, and half a game ahead when Miller touched home plate.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Pirates right-handed starting pitcher who pitched Monday night against the Astros, Jameson Taillon. And Jameson's a Woodland High School's product, and that had to be surreal for you, Jameson, pitching against the team you grew up rooting for, but you pitched fantastically. Was it kind of weird for you?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it was a little easier because, there are no killer bees in the lineup.
Yeah.
Berkman, Biggio, Bagwell, those are the guys I grew up idolizing, playing like in the backyard. But It was still cool. I mean, I had a lot of friends back home sending me pictures that they were in Pirate shirts for the night, even though they're Astros fans.
That's funny. So you had a lot of family and friends that have converted to Pirate fans now, right?
Yeah, when I pitch at least, yeah. Against the Astros, it's tough. But yeah, everyone I think was rooting for me on Monday.
Tell me about Woodlands High School. I mean, the high school team there has had great success. You were a big part of that as well, but just a great program, huh?
Yeah, they churn guys out. Yeah. You know, I think it's a product of the head coach, Ron Eastman over there, is doing a great job. You know, one thing I liked a lot with the Woodlands is there were no egos involved, so I was allowed to go get training, pitching lessons from other places, and you know, I could tell them what I was working on, and they would hold me accountable for it.
Nice.
But, you know, I think once you have a certain level of success, I think guys start pushing each other, and, you know, the next class knows what the class before them did, and it kind of breeds success.
Set the tone.
Exactly.
Who did you train with? I mean, you got some outside help. Who was that?
Yeah, I was going to Tomball a lot in high school, Tomball Sports Medicine, pitching lessons down at Baseball USA, David Evans, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Houston people that like baseball are all familiar with the circles there, but grew up playing at Baseball USA every weekend, too.
What about summer ball? Were you in the Kyle Chapman program?
Yeah, I played Kyle Chapman in high school. I grew up playing with the Banditos when I was younger. It was probably one of the first Banditos teams back when I was younger.
Yep.
Yeah, Kyle Chapman was awesome. I think a lot of guys go the Houston Heat direction, and Kyle Chapman's a true family. Tons of great players come out of there. But I keep in touch with Mike Rutledge, who's still in charge of that.
When did you first fall in love with baseball? Talking with Jameson Taillon from Woodlands High School and the Pittsburgh Pirates starting pitcher, when did you fall in love? I mean, who was a big influence?
Yeah, I think probably around age five. You know, my dad grew up playing hockey, but you know, they put a lot of sports on the table for me, and they let me try a bunch of different things, and baseball just stuck with me. I didn't like soccer, wasn't very good at it. Had hand-eye coordination, didn't have foot-eye coordination. But ever since I got a baseball put in my hand, I just liked throwing stuff. Like around the house, I was breaking windows, throwing stuff. You know, if my mom was on the couch reading the newspaper, I'd chuck a tennis ball at her, and she'd catch it and throw it back. So I don't know. I just always have liked throwing stuff.
Coming up through the minor leagues, you were the second pick in the first round of the draft. You went through a few of the expectations. I would imagine some guys looking at you. How tough was that, or did that just motivate you to just keep forging ahead?
I mean, it's tough. I think you learn how to deal with it, though. Right. I think being picked where I was kind of prepared me for what was to come with expectations and hype, because I was dealing with it since I was probably a junior in high school. I had scouts coming out, agents, in-house visits with scouts, you know, at my parents' house and stuff. So, you know, I think that helped prepare me for, you know, handling media, press, expectations, unreal expectations.
Sure.
I think it's a little tougher for a kid who might be picked a little lower and then gets thrust in the spotlight with a breakout year or something, and all of a sudden they're getting pulled in different directions. But, I mean, I had definitely a wild journey to get here.
There you go. That's Jameson Taillon, Woodland High School product, pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Great game on Monday, by the way. It's a tough loss for you, but you pitched great. We'll be rooting for you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.